This is the Seabed Daily Text. How you can go to your own funeral. Colossians 3:3-4. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Consider this. The one thing we will never be able to do is to attend our own funeral. We will be there all right. It's just we won't be there. It's why we should spend a lot more time eulogizing the living. But I digress. That's what's so revolutionary about today's text. Paul tells us we must host our own funeral. Behold ourselves being laid in the ground and buried, and then keep coming back to the cemetery and visiting the tombstone in order to remind ourselves. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Here's a life application point for you. Get yourself a dry erase marker and write Colossians 3:3 on your bathroom mirror. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. If ever there were a verse that needed to jump off the page and into our days, this is it. As I pointed out, the decade-long focus our team had with Colossians 2:2 a week or so back, remember the 2:2 domino, I'm only today discovering the serendipity of 3:3. Now that's a domino effect. Because he knows the secret to life is to die before you die, Paul wants us to attend our own funerals. There is a technical term for this phenomenon, baptism. Paul summarized it brilliantly in his letter to the Romans. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Romans 6:3-4. There are many metaphors and meanings for Christian baptism, but for my money, there's increasingly only one. Death and resurrection. Talk about reconnecting the motions to the movement. We must begin here. I get and support baptizing babies, but only if the rite of confirmation could involve a casket, which is probably why I haven't been asked to pastor a local church. I also support services of baptismal remembrance, but only if they involve holding one's breath while underwater. What we need are not more baptismal rituals and remembrances for the spiritually dead. What we need are more tombstones for the living. And here's the epitaph. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. Let's call domino number 3:3 the funeral. The prayer. Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who precedes us in the only death worth dying and in the only life worth living. Teach me the secret of dying before I die, that I might truly live while I'm alive. And we thank you that because of Jesus, we can die before we die, such that we will not die when we die, but be alive forevermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, have you been to your own funeral yet? Why not? Number two, what do you remember about your own baptism? It didn't have to be a grand experience at the time. It can actually be retrofitted with its real meaning. What might that look like? And number three, have you written Colossians 3:3 on your bathroom mirror in dry erase ink yet? What are you waiting for? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.